This is WKAR. I'm Karel Viga. This year, proposed changes were made to Title IX, the program that guarantees schools that receive federal funding mandate equal access to education for women. The controversial proposals included the rights of students accused of sexual assault to cross-examine their accuser. The program received over 120,000 public comments, mostly opposed to the changes. Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District has introduced legislation to curtail those changes before they can be implemented. She joins me over the phone right now to discuss the legislation. Thank you for speaking with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You've been a vocal critic of Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos's proposed Title IX changes, given your district's proximity to the issues of sexual assault and harassment, notably at Michigan State University. What specifically are you worried about?
Well, to be honest with you, this story starts over a year ago, even before I came into Congress. Secretary DeVos decided that she was going to change Title IX. And one of the first things that I was shown when I became a new member of Congress and was sworn in last January is, you know, my staff showed me her proposed changes. And frankly, as the representative of Michigan State University, it was just, I immediately felt that her changes were going to make it harder, not easier, for people to come forward with a credible Title IX sexual assault or sexual harassment case. And it wasn't just Michigan State University. People forget that Title IX affects K through 12, so our youngest students as well. So she had these proposed changes that would have made, frankly, some of the victims of Larry Nassar just not even eligible for a Title IX case. It just struck me as really reckless and going in the wrong direction. So we started a bit of a campaign. We wrote her multiple letters. We sent Freedom of Information requests. I actually met with her last May. She agreed to a meeting, which I give her credit for, in her office. And, you know, the whole gist of all of this work was to say, please, talk with the survivors, talk with activists, talk with people who have really looked at this before you make these changes because they're going to be really detrimental. Well, she didn't agree to meet with survivors. She hasn't taken any steps that I am aware of to actually open her mind to how this will affect real people on the ground. And she is, you know, we're expecting her final decision on the changes any day. So I just felt like I was out of options of asking her and pleading with her. And so I, you know, with others came up with legislation to try and prevent her from making these changes. So we're introducing it this week, and it basically just says we're not supporting changes in the spirit that she has suggested. And I wouldn't have wanted to go that way, but I felt forced.
What changes will this bill specifically reverse, and do you intend to reverse the changes or prevent them from being implemented in the first place?
It would prevent them from being implemented, right? So it would keep us with status quo of Title IX, and no one believes that Title IX is perfect, right? No one, especially our survivors, would be the first ones to say Title IX needs real reform, but it shouldn't go in the wrong direction. It shouldn't go and make it harder for these very same women who came forward to come forward in the future. So it just would prevent these changes from taking place.
We're speaking with Representative Alyssa Slotkin, who represents Michigan's 8th District, about her bill to overturn the Department of Education's proposed changes to Title IX. There's been reporting that these changes could be finalized as soon as the end of the year or in January. Do you think this legislation can advance through the House in that time?
Well, we're certainly going to do everything we can. I mean, the point of introducing it now, when we've got so much going on legislatively, is because we do have concerns that she could try and do this before the end of the year. Frankly, we've been expecting these changes any day during the fall. So we're really thinking that she could make them sooner rather than later and in this year. So the four of us who introduced this bill just felt it was important to put this on the table now. And our hope is it may be absorbed into some of the big bills that are about to be voted on in the next 10 legislative days before Christmas.
Even if it does advance through the House, you'll need accompanying Senate legislation to successfully overturn the rules. Have you talked with Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray, who are working on Title IX legislation in the Senate?
So I know that our staff has good connectivity with the folks who champion these issues in the House. I'm sorry, in the Senate. Listen, we have a problem getting things through the Senate right now, period. I mean, I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it. We've had, you know, over 400 bills that we've passed through the House, and, you know, less than a handful have been taken up by the Senate. So I don't want to pretend like it's an easy ride. But, you know, our responsibility in the House is to legislate on things that are important to people's lives. We can't stop doing things just because the Senate isn't doing their job. So I'm going to keep putting forth legislation that affects my constituents every day. And the onus is on the Senate to actually act responsibly and provide an up or down vote to these bills.
And before you go, House Democrats today unveiled two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Do you know if you'd vote to impeach the president?
So my staff literally just printed off the legislation. I will, of course, read it thoroughly and, you know, spend some real time with it. In addition to the various reports that have come out of the House Intel Committee and the rebuttal from the Republican side, I'm going to do what I was trained to do as a CIA analyst, which is look at the body of information in totality and make an objective assessment based on that information. I'm going to do the same thing here as I did in my prior life. And, you know, we've been hearing from our constituents regularly. The phone has been ringing off the hook, both for and against. But for me, I'm going to do what I think is right based on my oath of office and based on a sense of integrity. That's what I have to do.
Representative Alyssa Slotkin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.